AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Trucker protests continue throughout Canada. They're protesting coronavirus restrictions. Some restrictions in Canada are being lifted. One of the biggest protests is on the Ambassador Bridge, linking Detroit and Windsor, Ontario. Drew Dilkins is the mayor of Windsor.
It will have to be a resolve one way or the other. And I'm not saying that to suggest that, you know, we're going to go in with battering rams and 1,000 police officers. That may not be the solution. But there has to be a resolution to get this border crossing open so that we do not impact the economies of the United States and Canada.
Meantime, on Capitol Hill,
people are fed up with the dishonesty. They're fed up with the hypocrisy.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says the truckers in Canada are standing up for freedom.
Look, I'm pro-vaccine. I've been vaccinated. But I also believe in individual liberty. It's your choice whether or not to choose to get a COVID vaccine. And you shouldn't have some petty tyrant forcing you to make that choice.
In the U.S., more states are lifting virus restrictions as case numbers drop. CDC guidance has not changed. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky was asked if they will change.
Yes, we are prepared. We are working on that guidance. We are working on, you know, following the trends for the moment.
A second man has pleaded guilty in an alleged plot to kidnap the governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer. A police officer in the small town of Hemingway, South Carolina, Cassandra Dollard, is being charged with shooting and killing an unarmed man who led her on a high-speed chase and then tried to run from his wrecked car. Former President Donald Trump says Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell does not speak for the Republican Party. That statement came a day after McConnell criticized the Republican National Committee for censuring two House Republicans who are investigating the Capitol riot. McConnell says it's not the party's job to police the views of lawmakers. Stocks are in line for solid gains today, about an hour before the closing bell. This is AP News. The U.S. has its first gold medal at the Beijing Olympics.
Lindsay Jacob Ellis is finally an Olympic gold medalist.
Don't count the little girl out. I don't know.
16 years after a premature celebration cost her the gold, the 36-year-old rode hard to the finish line in her fifth Olympics to become the oldest U.S. woman to win a gold with her victory in the women's snowboard cross.
Some days it's very stressful and aggravating and anxiety's through the roof, but when it all comes together and for days like this, it makes it worth it.
It was the first gold of the Beijing Games for Team USA.
I hope it definitely starts a trend and that the U.S. will keep rolling.
Chase Josey will join Sean White in the men's halfpipe final. And in curling, Team Schuster defeated the Russian Olympic Committee 6-5 in their first match in Beijing. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Iran's only male athlete at the Beijing Olympics, alpine skier Hossein Saba Shemshaki, tested positive for an anabolic steroid in the first confirmed doping case at the Games. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.